Did we have anybody covering that sing the national anthem thing last night?
I
don't know if anybody from Candy go over there.
I don't know. I don't know whether they did or
Tucker
not.
Tucker and Allie were judges.
Oh, they were.
Oh, they were.
Well, then there you go.
Oh, well, wow. Okay, yeah. we need to talk to one of them.
Well,
I want to know how that went.
We ought to talk to Allie anyway today. You know,
mm-hmm. Big day for her.
Big day. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, today's her final day on the air.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
But she'll still be here.
Oh, yeah. She's still here. She's not leaving Brian Broadcasting.
Okay. Well, we may do that in like a half an hour or something. They usually have a little time right there. Because I'd like to hear how that went. You know,
yeah.
Did you have to pop up every time? Because, I mean, I guess they sang the national anthem. So did you have to stand up every time somebody did that? And, you know.
Good question. Yeah. That would get old.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm as patriotic as the next person.
That's
but
right.
Yeah. That's a little crazy.
Well, I saw some clips of it, and I'm not sure that the singers, you know, had to sing the national anthem. You know, the clips I saw, they weren't singing the national anthem. They were singing other stuff.
Tucker said he told me he was very pleasantly surprised at the caliber of talent.
Well, again, if you want to go out and do that, you need to be good.
Well, and because that is one of the more difficult songs to sing.
Oh, sure.
That's
it.
That's why I say I don't know what you warm up with. I don't know how you showcase your range by
Go
singing
there,
anything other than that.
You go out there and do Tiny Bubbles, I mean, that's not exactly a good indication that you can necessarily carry tote the water on the anthem.
Yeah, and again, we'll talk to him. So we'll see if we can put that together. So they had the 927th Republican debate last night.
And that's out of 4,820.
It is. Just to make sure that everybody gets every question answered.
Exactly. And I did not watch it.
What is that about?
Well, I had much more pressing matters.
They promoed going to a break, and I fell asleep during. I'll be honest with you. They wear me out. He promoed, and when we come back, we'll talk to these men about why their wives should be first lady.
That's a good sign. We've run out of questions.
Exactly. I'm going.
Was this towards the end of the debate,
hope? No.
Oh, my God.
I'm going, great. That'll be fun.
Good. We're going to talk nice about our wives. Yeah.
But I guess I don't know, Ron Paul, well, you know, I've been married to her for 54 years.
That's right.
Be good enough, by golly.
That's right. Don't ask me her name.
You dang whippersnapper.
Yeah. Get off my lawn.
Exactly. And that was the lamest answer by far. And then Newt's answer was
I hadn't known her that long, so
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Well, she was a great staffer. Which she oh, never mind.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, she caught my eye and maybe did my third wife. So
that's right. Yeah, hope she doesn't get old looking.
That's right. I'll trade her in on a newer model.
Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you. Number four's out there somewhere.
That's right. And then of course
we might have a White House wedding.
Well, number five.
Yeah, that's right.
She is number four.
Boys.
Might have us a White House divorce.
That's right. So Romney, and then of course talked about. His wife, and she's been through many health issues in addition to raising a whole bunch of kids.
Yes.
And but I guarantee you, Rick Santorum won that question hands down. Mm-hmm. His wife is a pretty dynamic individual. She really is. Basically had two careers, the last one being a lawyer, and then ended that and raised their seven kids. But, you know, she lost a child as well, and she wrote a book about that and the healing experience that had been. And I did not know anything about her, but that was it was really hard for those ladies to really be in the same league, I think, with Rick Santorum's wife.
Who had to follow him?
No, he was the last one.
Oh, okay.
So it worked out pretty well. But, yeah, she's a pretty, pretty dynamic lady. Now, we got a little something going on here with Mr. Limbaugh and Mr. Gingrich.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Obviously, Nudie Poo has for a long, long time taken on the media. And, of course, the famous John King exchange is out there.
Uh-huh.
Now, we got two things going on. First, the Media Research Center is going to start a campaign. You may have seen this guy, Brent Bozell. He's on Fox quite often. They're going to have a campaign that's called Telling the Truth 2012 to push back against the onslaught of character assassination against anyone who dares to challenge Obama. So Bozell says they're going to spend a lot of money to go out with the bumper stickers. They're going to do television ads, radio ads, and things like that to talk about how it's a left-wing media thing. That's on one side of this issue. Yesterday, Rush said to Newt, basically, ease off on your offensive against the media. He said that can only go so far. It's time for you to do something else. I mean, Rush did that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, quote, the days of being able to keep this momentum going by ripping on the media are over. The standing ovations for taking on the media are over, or they have a very short lifespan. You can only do that well for so many times. So he's telling Gingrich to cool it on slamming the media. That's Rush that's doing that. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, that's all. Mm. When is that election? November.
November. Right? Yeah.
9 months from now.
We got a ways to go. Uh-huh.
Hillary yesterday tried to once again quell the old speculation that she's going to replace Joe Biden on the ticket.
What'd she say?
Town hall meeting with the State Department employees. State Department employees on Thursday. One of the staffers said, what could we do to persuade you to run for vice president? That's what they said.
Soon to be former State Department.
Yeah, really. She said, I will certainly stay on until the president nominates someone and that transition can occur, but I think after 20 years of being on the high wire of American politics and all the challenges that come with that, it would probably be a good idea to just find out how tired I am. I don't know that that's a denial, is it? She may said, I'm not so tired I don't want to be vice president. But anyway, that was her answer.
Well, you know, she's going to have, I mean, if she is going to, you know, resign after this term, if Obama's reelected, or no matter who's elected, she will have 4 years to recharge her batteries for 2016.
Now, we're not talking vice president.
Yeah. She's like 64 now, so she'd be about 69 or 60, 68.
This has had a toll on her physically, too, if you look at her.
I mean, yeah. She's showing her age for no doubt. Yeah.
And how about this? How about this? The new Dallas Morning News poll, that 37% of Texans have a less favorable view of Perry since he dropped out of the GOP race.
Oops.
45% think his campaign has been bad for the state's image, while 40% of Perry's constituents approve of how he's doing on the job. 43% approve of Barack Obama's performance. So the president has a higher approval rating right now than the governor in his home state.
Okay, that makes me want to know the methodology.
It is. It's the Dallas Morning News first. That's the first step right there. And I'm sure it's all over their front page this morning, and we'd look at it, but they've got a paywall that's, you know, high as the wall of China. Can't get in there.
That's right. They want money.
They do. Come 10 till.